Sri Isha Upanishad, Mantra 13. Anyad evahu sambhavad, anyad ahur asambhavat, iti shushruma hiranang, yenastad vichachakshire. It is said that one result is obtained by worshipping the supreme cause of all causes, and that another result is obtained by worshipping what is not supreme. All this is heard from the undisturbed authorities who clearly explained it. The system of hearing from undisturbed authorities is approved in this mantra of Sri Isha Upanishad. Unless one hears from a bona fide acharya, who is never disturbed by the changes of the material world, one cannot have the real key to transcendental knowledge. The bona fide spiritual master, who has also heard the Sruti mantras or Vedic knowledge from one's undisturbed acharya, never presents anything not mentioned in the Vedic literature. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that those who worship the Pitris or forefathers attain the planets of the forefathers, and that the gross materialists who make plans to remain here, they stay in this world. And for the devotees of the Lord, who worship none but Lord Krishna, who is the supreme cause of all causes, the devotees reach him in his spiritual sky. Here also in Sri Isha Upanishad, it is verified that one achieves different results by different modes of worship. If we worship the Supreme Lord, we will certainly reach him in his eternal abode. And if we worship demigods, like the sun god or moon god, we can reach their respective planets without a doubt. And if we wish to remain on this wretched planet with our planning commissions and our stopgap political adjustments, we can certainly do that also. But nowhere in authentic scriptures it is said that one will ultimately reach the same goal by doing anything or worshipping anyone. Such foolish theories are offered by self-made spiritual masters who have no connection with the parampara or the bona fide system of disciplic succession. The bona fide spiritual master cannot say that all paths lead to the same goal, and he cannot say that anyone can attain this goal by his or her own method of worship of demigods or of the supreme or whatever. Any common man can very easily understand that a person can reach one's destination only when he or she has purchased a ticket for that destination. A person who has purchased a ticket for Calcutta can reach Calcutta and not Bombay. But the so-called spiritual masters say that any and all paths will take one to the supreme goal. Such mundane, compromising offers attract many foolish creatures who become puffed up with their manufactured methods of spiritual realization. The Vedic instructions, however, do not uphold them. Unless one has received knowledge from the bona fide spiritual master who is in the recognized line of disciplic succession, one cannot have the real thing as it is. Krishna tells Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, Evaṁ parampara praptam imaṁ rajarshayo vidu sakale neha mahatā yogo nashta parantapa. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in the course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. When Lord Sri Krishna was present on this earth, the Bhakti Yoga principles defined in Bhagavad Gita had become distorted. Therefore, the Lord had to re-establish the disciplic succession, beginning with Arjuna, who was the most confidential friend and devotee of the Lord. The Lord clearly told Arjuna that it was because Arjuna was his devotee and friend that Arjuna could understand the principles of Bhagavad Gita. In other words, only the Lord's devotee and friend can understand the Gita. This also means that only one who follows the path of Arjuna can understand Bhagavad Gita. At the present moment, there are many interpreters and translators of this sublime dialogue who care nothing for Lord Krishna or Arjuna. Such interpreters explain the verses of Bhagavad Gita in their own way and postulate all sorts of rubbish in the name of the Gita. Such interpreters believe neither in Sri Krishna nor in his eternal abode. How then can they explain Bhagavad Gita? Krishna clearly says that only those who have lost their sense worship demigods for paltry rewards. Ultimately, he advises that one give up all other ways and modes of worship and fully surrender unto him alone. Only those who are cleansed of all sinful reactions can have such unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord. Others will continue hovering on the material platform with their paltry ways of worship and will thus be misled from the real path under the false impression that all paths lead to the same goal. In this mantra of Sri Ishopanishad, the word Sambhavat, by worship of the Supreme Cause, is very significant. Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and everything that exists has emanated from him. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattak sarvam pravartate iti mattva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. Herein is a correct description of the Supreme Lord, and it is given by the Lord himself. The words Sarvasya Prabhava indicate that Krishna is the creator of everyone, including Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. And because these three principal deities of the material world are created by the Lord, The Lord is the creator of all that exists in the material and spiritual worlds. In the Atharva Veda, the Gopal Tapani Upanishad, it is similarly said, He who existed before the creation of Brahma, and He who enlightened Brahman with the Vedic knowledge, is Lord Sri Krishna. Similarly, the Narayana Upanishad states, Then the Supreme Person Narayan desired to create all living beings. Thus from Narayan, Brahma was born. Narayana created all the Prajapatis. Narayana created Indra. Narayana created the 8 Vasus. Narayana created the 11 Rudras. Narayana created the 12 Adityas. Since Narayana is a plenary manifestation of Lord Krishna, Narayana and Krishna are one and the same. The Narayana Upanishad also states, Devaki's son, Krishna, is the Supreme Lord. The identity of Narayana with the Supreme Cause has also been accepted and confirmed by Sripada Shankara Acharya, even though Shankara does not belong to the Vaishnava or personalist cult. The Atharva Veda, Maha Upanishad, also states, Only Narayana existed in the beginning, when neither Brahma nor Shiva, nor fire, nor water, nor stars, nor sun, nor moon existed. The Lord does not remain alone, but creates as He desires. Krishna Himself states in the Moksha Dharma, I created the Prajapatis, I created the Rudras, and they do not have complete knowledge of me because they are covered by my illusory energy. It is also stated in the Varaha Purana, Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and from Him the four-headed Brahma was manifested, as well as Rudra, who later became omniscient. Thus, all Vedic literature confirms that Narayana or Krishna is the Supreme Cause of all causes. In the Brahma Samhita, it is also said that the Supreme Lord is Sri Krishna, Govinda. And He is the delighter of every living being and the primeval cause of all causes. The really learned persons know this from evidence given by the great sages and the Vedas, and they thus decide to worship Lord Krishna as all in all. Such persons are called Buddha, or really learned, because they worship only Krishna. The conviction that Krishna is all in all is established when one hears the transcendental message from the undisturbed Acharya with faith and love. One who has no faith in or love for Lord Krishna cannot be convinced of this simple truth. Those who are faithless are described in Bhagavad Gita as mudhas, fools, or asses. It is said that the mudhas deride the personality of Godhead because they do not have complete knowledge from the undisturbed Acharya. One who is disturbed by the whirlpool of material energy is not qualified to become an Acharya. Before hearing Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was disturbed by the material whirlpool by his affection for family, society, and community. Thus, Arjuna wanted to become a philanthropic, non-violent man of the world. But when he became Buddha, by hearing Vedic knowledge of Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Person, he changed his decision and became a worshipper of Lord Sri Krishna, who had himself arranged the battle of Kurukshetra. Arjuna worshipped the Lord by fighting with his so-called relatives, and in this way became a pure devotee of the Lord. Such accomplishments are possible only when one worships the real Krishna and not some fabricated Krishna invented by foolish men who are without knowledge of the intricacies of the science of Krishna described in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. According to Vedanta Sutra, the word Sambhuta is the source of birth and sustenance, as well as the reservoir that remains after annihilation. Janmad Yasya Yata. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra by the same author Vyasadeva, maintains that the source of all emanations is not like a dead stone, but is abhigya, fully conscious. The primeval Lord, Sri Krishna, also says in Bhagavad Gita that he is fully conscious of past, present, and future, and that no one, including demigods such as Shiva or Brahma, knows him fully. Certainly, hath educated spiritual leaders who are disturbed by the tides of material existence cannot know him fully. They try to make some compromise by making the mass of humanity the object of worship. But they do not know that such worship is only a myth because the masses are imperfect. The attempt by these so-called spiritual leaders is something like pouring water on the leaves of a tree instead of the root. The natural process is to pour water on the root, but such disturbed leaders are more attracted to the leaves than to the root. Despite their perpetually watering the leaves, however, everything dries up for want of nourishment. Sri Ishopanishad advises us to pour water on the root, which is the source of all germination. Worship of the mass of humanity by rendering bodily service can never be perfect and is less important than service to the soul. The soul is the root that generates different types of bodies according to the law of karma. To serve human beings by medical aid, social help, and educational facilities, while at the same time cutting the throats of poor animals in slaughterhouses, is not at all service to the soul, the living being. The living being is perpetually suffering in different types of bodies from the material miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death. The human form of life offers one a chance to get out of this entanglement simply by reestablishing the lost relationship between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. The Lord comes personally to teach this philosophy of surrender unto the Supreme, or the Sambhuta. Real service to humanity is rendered when one teaches surrender to and worship of the Supreme Lord with full love and energy. That is the instruction of Sri Ishopanishad in this mantra. The simple way to worship the Supreme Lord in this age of disturbance is to hear and chant about His great activities. The mental speculators, however, think that the activities of the Lord are imaginary. Therefore, they refrain from hearing of them and invent some word jugglery without any substance in order to divert the attention of the innocent mass of people. Instead of hearing of the activities of Lord Krishna, such pseudo-spiritual masters advertise themselves by inducing their followers to sing about them. In modern times, the numbers of such pretenders has increased considerably, and it has become a problem for the pure devotees of the Lord to save the masses of people from the unholy propaganda of these pretenders and pseudo-incarnations. The Upanishads indirectly draw our attention to the primeval Lord, Sri Krishna. But Bhagavad Gita, which is the summary of all Upanishad, directly points to Sri Krishna. Therefore, one should hear about Krishna as he is by hearing from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, one's mind will gradually be cleansed of all contaminated things. Srimad Bhagavatam says, by hearing of the activities of the Lord, the devotee draws the attention of the Lord. Thus the Lord, being situated in the heart of every living being, helps the devotee by giving him or her proper directions. The Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. The Lord's inner direction cleanses the devotee's heart of all contamination produced by the material modes of passion and ignorance. Non-devotees under the sway of passion and ignorance, that is their fate. But one who is in passion cannot become detached from material hankering, and one who is in ignorance cannot know what he or she is or what the Lord is. Thus, when one is in passion or ignorance, there is no chance for self-realization, however much way play the part of a religionist. For a devotee, the modes of passion and ignorance are removed by the grace of the Lord. In this way, the devotee becomes situated in the quality of goodness, which is the sign of a perfect Brahmana. Anyone can qualify as a Brahmana if he or she follows the path of devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavatam also says, Kiratu Hunandra Polinda Pulkasha Abhira Shambha Yavana Kasadaya Yenye Chapapa Yadapasrayasraya Shudyanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Nama. Any low-born person can be purified by the guidance of a pure devotee of the Lord, for the Lord is extraordinarily powerful. When one attains Brahmanical qualifications, he or she becomes happy and enthusiastic to render devotional service to the Lord. Automatically, the science of God is unveiled before one. And by knowing the science of God, one gradually becomes freed from material attachments, and one's doubtful mind becomes crystal clear by the grace of the Lord. One who attains this stage is a liberated soul and can see the Lord in every step of life. This is the perfection of Sambhava, as described in this mantra of Sri Isha Upanishad.